You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Pastor Paul Esposito, pastor of Island Community Church in Merritt Island, station manager here of WMIE and WWBC. Here to share the word of God with you today. I know the secret and I share it with you. Being a radio man as well as a pastor, I love the idea of WGOD because the image I get is of a signal, of a broadcast stream. Like you hear so-and-so is streaming. Well, I'll tell you, you know, God is always streaming. He's streaming on the internet. He's streaming everywhere. All you got to do is tune into His frequency. God is streaming in His Word, and that's what we're doing here today. That's the secret. I share it with you because I have lamented so many times. Oh, I don't hear from God. Oh, I haven't heard from God. Well, that's because I haven't gone to where he's streaming. We're going to tune into His frequency here today, and we're going to hear God commend 144,000 Jews because they weren't lying or liars. The Lord Jesus tells us, and He told the Pharisees in John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil, because he was a liar. When he lies, he speaks his native language. God commends truth and those that speak truth. Hence the name of this sermon today, Blessed Are the Truth Speakers. Here's part two of this message.
Okay, verse 3, they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures, and the elders, Presbyterians. No, all right, I'm joking. Let me understand. That's the Greek word, is presbyteros. So don't think I'm saying, Pastor Paul's saying there's Presbyterians in heaven. Because we know there certainly couldn't be. No, presbyteros. The Greek word means elders. There'll be lots of Presbyterians in heaven, and Methodists, and Catholics, and Baptists. All those whose sins have been obliterated by the blood. All those who call on Jesus Christ. All those who believe in their heart and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't care who you are. Or what foolish thing man attaches to that. Okay. They sang a new song before the throne and before the living creatures. Remember, God's got four awesome bodyguards, as if He needed a bodyguard. He's got them anyway, surrounding Him. And they sing out all day long, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. So they sing, let's try this for the fifth time, Lord. They sing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures. All right, this is the Jews, the 144,000. So they sang a new song before the throne. It's four times. I'm trying to get through one verse. And before the four living creatures and the elders. How many elders are there up in heaven? Right, 24, Cheryl. And no one was able to learn that song except only the Jewish folk. Only the 144,000. This was not for the church. God's done with the church. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. The church is done. Chapter 14 is the end of the age. These are Jews God's dealing with. If you've rejected Jesus Christ, it's too late at this point. Because he's already come back. He's already taken his own. The door's already been shut. And now God's dealing with the apple of his eye, Israel, just like it used to be. No one was able to learn the song except for the 144,000, let me add, Jews who had been redeemed from the earth. It seems strictly as a ministry to Jews. Only Jewish people can learn it. And only 144,000 of them. Only the redeemed Jews can learn it. No one was able to learn that song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth. These are those that were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are those that follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed by Jesus from among men, first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And no guile was found in their mouth, for they're blameless. That's funny. That's almost the same thing Jesus said to Nathanael, wasn't it? Back in John 1:47, when Jesus saw Nathanael, he said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." That's John 1:47. Now he says, you see the same thing here. No guile was found in their mouth. So it is evident that people who speak the truth are highly honored and esteemed by God. Let me say that again. People who speak the truth are highly esteemed by God, though greatly disdained by the world. Aren't you grateful for people who speak the truth in love? Aren't you glad that your doctor speaks the truth with you? Imagine going to your doctor and your doctor then proceeds to speak lies to you because he or she is afraid of offending you. Or for whatever reason. You know, it's funny. I heard Adrian Rogers speaking just a few weeks back. He said, everyone's allowed to speak the truth except for the pastor. Him, they run out when he speaks it. Because it's not fair, they say. Or that's mean of you. Or it's arrogant of you to speak the truth. Your doctor speaks the truth, right? He says, do this or die. Your dentist speaks the truth. He says, pull that or you're going to lose them all. Your banker speaks the truth and says you got $20 left in that account. But the one that really matters, me, who as a doctor will give you your spiritual condition, me, who has a 100% cure rate. Did you know that? That I have a 100% cure rate as a doctor. 100%. You do what I tell you, and you'll be healed, and you'll have the victory. 100%. Turn and repent of sin. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow the knee, receive Jesus Christ. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. That's my cure to you. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. Remember, righteous, God takes the gavel, slams it down and says, not guilty, not guilty. Forgiven, 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 forgiven of every sin you've ever committed. By believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth, this old boy believes Jesus Christ is Lord. But the demons believe. Not only do I believe, I receive and I call him and he's my Lord. Jesus Christ is my Lord. And I'll strum my harp all century long and be grateful that I am not in outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the alternative. Take that man and cast him into outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. A 100% cure rate. But pastors get fired or silenced for speaking it, don't they? Some denominations won't even hire you as a pastor if you speak the truth. Any other thing that you do, you're welcome if you speak the truth, except for the pastor. No, you can't do that. Right? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But you're a pastor. No, you can't say that around here. You'll be offending too many people, right? Or how about, for this reason, a man must leave his father and mother and be joined together with his wife. And the two will become one flesh. You can't speak that around here, brother. The pastor's the only one. That's a paradox, I find. The only one that can't speak the truth is the pastor. I don't follow that. I will continue to speak the truth here. At least you know for 35 minutes, people, you're going to hear the truth in here. Do with it as you will. But I'm going to run on this in November. I got a 100 pastor. Paul Esposito has a 100% cure rate. Do what I say, because what I say is what Jesus says. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Receive eternal life. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's my cure to you and to anyone. What can man do to me? This dear sister in the back here has been undergoing chemotherapy. Aren't you grateful for the peace that the Lord gives us? That we know our name is written in the book of life? Man can't touch you. And we're looking here in Sunday school this morning. No one can touch the child of God until their work on earth is done. No one. You are invincible as a child of God. And Christian funerals are a joyous thing. They always used to be. To die and leave this world, Paul said, is gain. To live is Christ and to die is gain. And I'm betwixt. I don't know which one to do, he said. You see how brutally evil lying is?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Ooh.